Lapien, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Baruch Hashem, fine, how's Rabbi?
Baruch Hashem, we're holding for after Lo Chisaron, where we're holding.
Yeah, it's holding.
Okay. So explain the issue, the common denominator of these three nyanim, and why does Rabbi Chisaron make the conus connected? He says, the after Lo Chisaron, the Dor Shalahem, even though there wasn't any, it wasn't a specific problem. Actually, it was a normal tour. I'm not sure what he's basing it on. I don't know where it says anything like that. I have no idea. I'll smack what he's saying this. Rak she'ein hador muflogim. K'moish ha'eskeni v'anevim she'ein muflogim. The fact is, they were not faket. Since they were not muflog from Dagas based on the Adam, they needed these azharis. So let's just explain this a minute. The Rambam says, the Marshal, in the Rambam deals with the Shaila. On the one hand, it says that the Rambam holds that the Derech HaMemutz is very, very important, and you know that's the right way to do it. Any Netiya Tariq Tzavis is bad, the Chulu, that's the Rambam Shita. Yet the Rambam writes very strong. The Rambam writes that a person should be very much foul ruach, and another person should go to the katzei of another. And Kasa believed two or three things that he says. So the Rambam explains that when a person is allowed to go to a katzei, or he has a chiv to go to a katzei, on the eve is particularly lucky. So the marshal, I'm not a smoker. So someone would tell me you can't walk past a machine that sells cigarettes. It would be a narish takana for me because I'm no mashiach of it and it's nothing. Somebody was a very heavy smoker, so I say, adava, for you, not walking near a cigarette machine is like for somebody else a normal life. So the Rambam says, in theory, a person should be in the memutza. But gaiva and kas and one or two other things, in some place, one place he mentions taiva, people have an inborn netiya to it. So b'meila, the right derech for us is not to get close to it. That's what the Rambam says about that balance. So l'mayis like this, person is not shayach. To a person, the way people are, they're starting with a handicap. You can say it's from the time of the Chet, like Ramchal says, that before the Chet, a person was bound. After the Chet, he's not bound. But the Nakuda is that we can't look for a person who's not a muflug, he cannot say that I can be normal and not do any shmiras. So, until before the Ashkenaz and Dolas, people were in a dag of muflogim. They were extraordinary people. So, if they were extraordinary people, so they didn't need shmiras and gedarim. Once Ashkenaz and Dolas, not that there was a chisaron be'etzim, but already there was in yanim, they were at a stam of the dag of a person. Anyone that's stam on a dag of a person is already ton a tikkun and ton a shmira. That's the nekuda they're trying to say. So the tinnul amedim that the anshe sagdola were the first dag that wasn't bad, but it was even, and even by a person needs a shmira because he has an atiyah of offer to him. So he says. Now this is an important knage that we have to try to understand. Let's go. When we speak about chumri and sichli, if I ask a person how much is 2 and 2, then obviously the chaimer has nothing to do with it. Any brain that's functioning will say 4. And a more difficult problem in math will only point out doubt that he has a holshes of seichel, but I don't do it chumri. But when you're talking about chachma in a much more klalistic way, in what we would call in English wisdom, a mashal. In other words, when a person is taifis a matziv, how is he taifis it? So, I mean, you look around and you ask people, you know, how did you get, people get fooled by all sorts of swindlers, with very narish swindles. And you ask a person, Hayitachin got fooled. You aren't so stupid. It's not that sometimes the scam is a very, very good scam. Sometimes it's not a great scam. So what happened? The terrorist is, your greed or your body's reaction to it. Marshall, a person walks into a restaurant when he's hungry or to a grocery store. The famous saying, you're not supposed to shop when you're hungry. So the person knows that he normally eats two potatoes and one piece of chicken. So why is it when you're hungry, you go in and you tell them two pieces of chicken, four potatoes? The terrace is because what you see as your seichel is, when we talk about a decision, it's murkav between seichel dekinetias and gufnis dekinetias. And you can't divorce one from the other. So, I mean, they used to have, I don't know if they have in England, but in America they have tons of these letters about sweepstakes. When I first came back to the States, I noticed it. I might have told you. So one of the cute tricks is that basically they're trying to sell magazines. They send you in that you're aiming to win $10 million. You're not allowed to make it contingent on buying anything. That's the law here. So you get the letter, and it says, "Dear Aaron, we're so excited for you in the sweepstakes." Imagine you're sitting in your dress, 1106 North Belgrade, and there's somebody, and you hear a knock on the door. But kids are... a whole letter describing what it's like to win. And then they say, so please hurry up, send back the sweepstakes. And they say, yes, we have tremendous rates on magazines. It's only $2, $10, $5, whatever it is. But, you know, three magazines, it's a real bargain. Well, what's the chat? The terrorist is because at that point already, my seichel has become what I call my mind is composed of 1% seichel and 99%, for better word, we'll call it chaimer. Where I'm already a multimillionaire, so what's a magazine or two just to be nice to the people that made a multimillionaire? The person's tfisa of things comes partially with his seichel and partially with his guf. The same thing with, sometimes you find a person that's a shidduch that's ridiculous. And you ask the person, how did you get such a miserable matter? The terrorist is because he was blinded by A, by B, by C. Very rarely is the shot the person was lacking information or really didn't realize they made a mistake. Most of the time is because his tfisa, the matziv, was partially what we would call dimyon, partially already his eyes and his mind was already wandering, and part of it was seichel. So since an Adam's tfisa is not sichli betzim, he's got to take that into account. And he can't. If you were able to cut down Hilchah Shabbos down to the last second, a person would say, it's not yet Shabbos. Afkesh is seichel v'kol b'achim etzel. L'kach omrav v'misunim v'din. So a second thing is, so we're not talking about gzeres, but misunim v'din means a computer chaps instantly. And if it can do the problem, it does it rapidly, if not. A person, something that's not natural to you, a person who's a natural speaker gets up and he shoots. A person who's not a natural speaker sits down, he has to prepare, he has to think over the topic and the points and the words he wants to use, the words he wants to avoid. When something is quote-unquote natural to you, it means it doesn't really require a rethinking process. You just go ahead and do it. When a process is natural to a person, then the person, when the process is not natural to a person, it needs a mahalach of hinei mochurim zuman. You need to sit down and do it. So lemaisa, the misunim b'din means it's not the mutkul rishon of a pas of your seichel, of your havana, is not 100% filtered out. Chazal say that, the Maral himself says, explains it. Chazal say that Das Kenim is Neuch, it's from Yain Yashin. So, Gemara explains the mile of a zikna is there's been a certain settling of the chaymer. A person's taivas have lessened. He's come to grips with his greed, with his ambition. There's a certain settling in of things. So b'meila he's more simplistic. He doesn't think with his pocket or with his eyes. He thinks with his mind. It's same thing as with yayin. What happens? What makes the yayin dead is the outside stuff, and with time it tends to settle down. So the sunna b'din is you're not a bal seichel. So b'meila your muskel rishon is not emet. If the person would pass it instantly, so for a person who's the muscle and a natural athlete, you don't have to think where to hit the ball. His reflexes go that way. A natural musician doesn't have to batracht. It comes to naturally what should follow. When it's not natural, so had a person been sikhli, so his das is das tayr. His das is just it's your das. Because a person is not sichli, so he needs to sit and to think it over. Kilo adam sichli b'li choyme. Sha seichel ashu b'loi choyme kolol oisa ha seichel bar. Seichel without choyme has an emes to it, and it's clear. Da'in ha seichel sheine b'guf v'in etzarech hamtona. So the seichel of something that's not in a guf, let's say a pure seichel, there would be instant. Avashehu b'choyme k'moi seichel adam. But when the seichel is locked into chaymer, it's not a complete seichel. Well, the figure is adam linak if ima sheroy la adam sheimasim bedin. So a person has to be noheg with what's roy for him. Leymaya kilohaya seichel bepoel bli chaymer. The person can't be the maya as and dan pretending that he's pure seichel. And I mean, the same thing is true also, certainly of passing halachas and so on. The fact that the person is not a walking shavarach means he must go vision not, is love bechreach, and maybe bechreach love going to be emes. That's one. Two. Well, the fikach amav amidu talmidim harvei. So, yobin litoyz. Let's explain this a second. This is an important akuda. There's an interesting phenomena. The most of medicine, they try to do the following nekuda. Let's say anything, every medicine you give a person, bechreach affects it negatively. So, the muscle, a person takes a painkiller. So aspirin is a nice painkiller. It has side effects. Tylenol is a nice painkiller. It has side effects. A person who's going to be longer time of painkillers, you want to try to avoid it. So one of the aces that they have is they feel like this. If you need 100 milligrams of each to give you the pain relief, so let's give him a third aspirin, a third Tylenol, and a third the ibuprofen. So the chesed works like this. Mitzad the pain killing, they should add up. Mitzad the side chunis, it's loyale zekarizeh. So aspirin affects the stomach, but the Tylenol doesn't. Tylenol affects the liver, but the Advil doesn't. So the sense is the common denominator will add up, and the side effect is this particular nature of each one, and that's not going to add up. I'm not sure about the pain killing. I mean, I know that it's an Indian they work on. I'm a practical level consultative physician, but as far as Chachma goes. In every single person, mitzad the seichel. Seichel is one seichel. Seichel is a divine nekuda, which there shouldn't be two or three seichels. There should be just one das. But every person has a tfis and a chelik of it, and he has the problem that his own guf get into it. So let's say you have a rebbe with talmidim. So a rebbe with talmidim. This Talmud Betzim deserves a punishment, but I owe his father a favor. Let's take us more subtle. This Talmud deserves a punishment, but he's got a chen. I particularly like that type of personality. It's cute. So had it been pure seichel and had it been a pure mechanech, it would never happen. But nobody is pure mechanech. Everybody is a mechanech plus a person. Let's say you have an hola meeting. So now you say like this: the yashrus should be common between everybody. I have to have a chain for a guy who's levedik. He has to have a chain for a guy who's a balkishrin. The third guy has to have a chain for a guy who's a tzaddik. That'll knock each other out. In other words, four out of five will say, listen, it doesn't make any sense to keep him. We don't have any particular chain in him, so seichel says like that. So one of the reasons, it's not only a clear that cause of a charam lahapis. It's beroyv yerz and teshil is because you say to yourself, the galata svara should be meshutif to all of them. You know, the emes should be nekuda meshutefis. And each one has his own particular knaych that falls out in the Mahalach Rav. That's a swerve of Avidutam Yohav. Shlomo Tos, Moshav Chazal, Cherva Bazma Alu. Cherva said, it's all it's going to be Torah Bad Devad. But the Eidol Shem Etapsh, if you learn yourself, and you see it, it's one of the things that many, many of the Mahalchim of people that are exotic people. In every door, there are people that go oinim gedolim, but they're strange. And you say to yourself, wow, he's a... I mean, let's give an example. Somebody was a goyin oilim, Deragachava. Deragachava was the goyin hador. And people, anena from his Torah, but he didn't become the derech of the door. He wasn't shy to use it as a derech. He was Deragachav. It was his own world, his own universe, and that was that. And then there were other people who were just eccentric people, Gainim and Elohim of sorts, but the Torah like kind of stands off on his side. The Torah says, because the Beis Medrash got together, and one of the advantages, one of the reasons for the yeshiva world, one of the Malchim was because it used to be that every Yili studied his own Beis Medrash. So everybody has his inborn nitiyas and connection, and there's no way to get it out. When you have a tzibur of 100, 200 people learning, and the common consensus is that this teretz is a dochot, and that teretz is vague, and this is emes, it helps retain a certain balance. If people make a mistake, when they say that the Chazanish was such a gadol because he learned alone. The emes is, It was double. It was because he learned alone, and it was despite the fact that he learned alone. The Chazanish is not the only one who Taka learned alone, and yet the door was mocking him as being the and the truth was that the one who brought him into the mainstream was the Chaim Moshe, who was the mainstream itself, who was the Nekudas Americas of the door. But it's part of Chazanish's godless that he was Nasa Shneikel Yosef Yosef upon him. Such a b'china. I mean, he was, but everything else was, I mean, the Brisker of Lord were his father. He didn't have a big marriage. He was his father and his brothers. And there was, it was a massive mountain of bringing your Torah out and balancing it. So a rabbin also tends to eliminate the nekudas of Torah. So Moshe Mechazal Chav, that the Metapshim, the Sivach Na'alot, Sivach Na'alot, sorry, the reason why there has to be a siyag is because the person is a balguf, and his seichel is in a guf. If the person would not make a siyag, he will be over. As Hashem says, "Dorms are the precious." Kimaisa the enem of dorm the atzmam, but tzrichim gedav v'siog. Shem also the.
Welcome to Telestunt. Please enter the number you would like to call and finish by pressing the hash button.
There's an exceptional knach in the concept of a siog. It says in. The Gemara in Baba Basra speaks about the different dargas of a wall that you need between two people that make a chalukah, two shvatfim, two shchenim. And the smallest gedder is Mesipis Ba'alma Kidei Li'itofes Olav Kiganev. That if you put in like little sticks, just so it little sticks don't stop any Ganavim, but it's Li'itofes Olav Kiganev. The person will be seen, you can't just gently encroach on the other person's territory and, you know, make a creeping annexation. So the word is, a siyog is not, a wall keeps things out. A gedder, more than keeping things out physically, its minimal purpose is to delineate the division between two entities. My chatzah and your chatzah. It's not one common area, and you can spread your blanket out a little bit here and spread it out there. This is the line. Mikan vad elach is yours, mikan olfnim is mine. The one of the problems of a person's taroivus of seichel and guf is not only that, you know, part of what I think is seichel is really guf, but that it's not clearly delineated which is which. Lahavdol in machlis, you have, for instance, in growths and cancers. One of the sharp distinctions between a benign or malignant growth is it a self-contained growth? Does it have its own boundaries and it keeps itself, but sometimes it stares because it gets big? Or is it invasive? Does it creep into others because it's lacking, I don't know if it's a sense of gvulis, or it's lacking gvulis in the dark? So the thing that a person, because a person is a tyravis, Seichel and Guf, there is, before we even say that your Seichel is not complete and you need Haber Mesinas and you need to talk to a lot of people, the first thing is you need to be makir that because you have an inherent bias of Chema, then you need to make a Siyog and a Gedder and draw a line. Say, from 10 minutes before Shkia, I am no longer empowered to be mafchand in Kodesh Shechoyl. Definitely there's a mechanical side. If you stop doing malacha 10 minutes before, you certainly won't come to Shkia. That's obviously a shmira. But there's a deeper knage. If I put a getter down, then the first thing is I'm aware of it, I can't walk on a thin rope. I don't quite see well. That's just like people who know if they have if they're not their vision's not sharp enough or their hearing's not sharp enough or whatever, they make a get and they say, you know, I'm only willing to go up to this point and not further. So the siyag is also a type of inyan which gives the person the sense of delineation between what's seichel shabai and what's chayim shabai. So basically, so he says, they're the ones who said Gimel Dvarim. Avokredim is Mamshay Nevi'im, Kosher Feshav Skenim, Hoyla Madregas HaSeichel, Gilem HaSeichel, Adivu Chem Legambi. Nevi'im and Skenim are people that are really above being people, in the sense that they have, I mean, a Novi, the Rambam explains, is Mamshay Sekhna Darga, of being a transcendental Darga, which Kilu in some darga is not a balkuf. They didn't say this Gimel Dvarim. Can Nevi'im ainik my stam adam? L'chein adam, mash adam stam. Ki madregas Nevi'im l'mayla mizeh. Ava anshin ha sakdoyla, hagam sh'olam madrega al yoyna. Kim sh'olam madregas ha. So the darga Sintala had was a very high darga of adam. It was not anymore, the Rambam in his Sefer Torah is that when the person gets the ruach of nevuah, his mind is like malachtik. He's like part of the. So there is the ability. Nevuah is the ability of a human to transcend his humanness for a certain moment of time. So, loyal Madrayus from Yates and Kasha Adam, like my Mashi Vishkur of Kainim and Nevi'im,
שם רגעות עם יצן חותם אדם, שיש להם שם מיוחד כל סוף סקיילים ונביאים. In other words, you see that described, the personage is described as being סקיילים, נביאים, unusual personages. וממילא גם דור שלהם היו מדרגות לא סתם לאדם לקחת את הנהד. And their door was also above people, and you didn't need to warn them. That was the dying of the door. אבל אז שכנס את דוילה, אשר דורים כמו סתם פני אדם, היו מזהיר בדברים אלו. כאילו דברים סוף אדם, במשהו אדם, שהצליח לניצל מהחיים לגמרי. וזה הלא שהם אמרו. ואת בלימה, הם שאומרו דבר זה, ורואה להם זה לפי הזמן. אבל הם אמרו, means they felt that they happened to be the one that's quoting on it. Their Messias, they, for who they were, spoke these words. The same Haim Shem Adav Azeh wrote it, I'm an Aviyah, because they nimtza techachas Musa mitam klau. They were not shayach to Musa. Ki techachas Musa hu me'ovis lebonim she'el b'chayoshev le'yechub derecha Adam. Shubal Adam ha'chamim. Musa is an oifin where ki'ilu, if somebody's down in a ditch and I'm trying to pull him up. So a father is a step ahead of the son, and he's trying to pull him forward. I start off, I say, listen, my mom is like, I'm still sure I'm the famous Marshall, that a person who's gone through the maze can tell the other people what how to get around the maze. So I come and I tell my son, listen, I went through this school for very hard for me to learn, but I sat and I learned, and this way you do it, and this way you come, and I shech, and so on and so forth. That's when I'm taking a person to try to schlep him out. I will do it and be so here's somebody of them. Ain't got enough Musa Klau. Rak Mashkasak Doyla. Shalelam Shemi Yuchat Shmura Majakim Yuchadis. They just were, Mashkasak Doyla, they got together for the Vorim Toivim. Shetzachom Yasas Adur. Al Koyashkasak Doyla, Leshayach Techachas Musa Ladur. Okay, we'll hold it here. Any questions?
Yeah. I'm in Sinema Din.
Yeah.
Is there any Indian Meyuchad? It seems to be that the Be'etzim Chafti, you need to have Antonim. So would it be shaykh for a person to train himself to be able to miyad, have a clear seichel, or Chafti needs to have a... That's why it seems to be a seder of Antonim. You have to wait, you have to...
Well, in Halacha, it says, it's the beginning of the Gemara, you're supposed to chaza over the tightness of both studim to, you know... The truth is, in Seichel, there is room to hear two tzedim. So in Din, especially, that's where you have to hear both tzedim to be Sheikel Lekan Lekan. When you ask somebody just a halacha psuka, so fine. But in Din, it comes up more sharply because that's where it's a chroz hadas. It's not just ideas, dvar mesuyamim.
I mean, to every person that whenever there's any achra, b'chefti, you need to...
Yes, achra is pure das. In other words, shiko hadas. That's the... So I need to make sure it's kolkli das.
Well, when we say that it was dafka from the tekufa of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola and onwards, that there was a concept of siyagim, I mean, we find in the Gemara, l'mashal, b'sal gzeres muktza, what's the reason why, but you know, one of the reasons why they were Geza Mukta was a siog for coming to potentially doing this at the Araisa.
The first takanas, except for Shlof HaMelos takanas, starts with Ezra Nechemi, which was on Sikness Agdola. Ezra Nechemi was the beginning of Sikness Agdola. they carried over, but Tachlis, it's that kufa, except for the Yonah Mishal, Melech was metakin.
It's by Dovin HaMelech already, though.
What?
I'm saying it was already by Dovin HaMelech.
I understand, because you have one by Dovin, you have a few, you have Yichud, Gagazal, Pnuya. Those were very specific, in other words, those were
the exceptions. Stam Yenam, which they tried to make Xeris.
Right, but the Gemara counts them on the finger. It's not something that it wasn't the Mahalach. Anshei Knesset HaGdola is the vast majority of what we have is Anshei Knesset HaGdola. In other words, Takanas Chachamim, and the fact that it's Shulchan Aruch is 99% Takanas Chachamim, that's Anshei Knesset HaGdola.
Right.
I guess before there was very specific Inyanim. like if there was a particular including of parents, and that's what they did. But as a general mahalach and tayr, it didn't seem to be.
Right.
Just talking about siyogim. Is there any gather when they? I was learning with someone this week, and it's some sort of a gather when they made the siyog, when they didn't make. What sort of crazy? He asked me, you're walking in the room on Shabbos, no problem, I'm putting the let off. So what's the gather of the siyog? What sort of?
I assume Chazal will aimed on what be'etzim a person is more likely to be paritzin. I mean, you know, they aimed on a kaychas a nefesh, and that's why, even if it's not particularly nogea, the specific case, the general inyan is. But it's a hard one. It's a very hard. It's one of the vaguest and controversial parts of Shacharich is exactly what in Yonim do we say that the Mitzvah today is different, and therefore the Tachan is not the care. I mean, a lot of things like that. I mean, a lot of the issues and controversies you get, this is always the case. They think a Shavu'ah Yontif and Chazaka Venisha the Tov Lameis of Tandu, Venisha Mizan and Hasbaleo, and I know. Those are all, the Derech Klal, that's where the, I don't know, those are very, it's things that are takashikul das. In other words, these are in Yonim that we don't find it easy to give clear gedarim for. And it is shikul das. I can't say that anyone can really put a finger on it.
Can I ask one more question about Tsyogim?
A what?
Can I ask one more question about Tsyogim?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like Ke'ilu Chazal were choishish for very, very rochikdika things. I mean, the Marshal, the Xeira, not to blow shofar on Shabbos and this type of thing. How far do we, like the Marshal, even by Sakona, for sometimes we're not choishish for such vital things.
Right.
And that's how Chamiris
I
count them,
I don't know. I don't have any real. It's very hard to give a clear get in these things. I don't know, because it's more shikhadas. Is it pshat that it's because it's more likely to happen, or it's something that that's waiting to happen? I don't know how to be marked it. The Hagav, I once heard a very nice drasha, very Hamersha-type drasha, from a Kleisenberg Adayan. He said, from a Kleisenberg Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, or from a Kleisenberg Rebbe, Samson Rebbe, one of that gezza. It's brought down halacha that the reason why we put the knives away by benching is because Maisa that there was somebody that it came to Rachim, the Yishlaim, and he had so much agmas nefesh, he cut his veins, he committed suicide, so we put away the knives. So yes, I mean, since that time, it's never ever happened. To the best of our knowledge, nobody's holding anywhere near there. I mean, what kind of, he said, Adarabba. And he said it in a very folksy, Hamish, warm Yiddish. It was very just nice to, he said, a kid is going to see his father benching and put away the knife. And he's going to ask his father, why is he doing that? And he'll tell him, Given Amul, when the world was a world and people were people, that when a person came to the mention of Yerushalayim, he got so agitated that he killed himself. Adarabba. We're trying to tell our kids, you know, if people were really sensitive and they had the hagoshes that he was supposed to have, they would be inclined to do that. That's sort of very cute. It was a very, very warm pirish. I liked it. But tachos, I don't know. That's why he's at the Kodesh Chacham. I have no idea. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, call.